Relay for Life opens with a special lap in honour of cancer survivors. So the first lap is where survivors walk with their friends and their families, so celebrate their survivorship and take a moment to remember the loved ones that we may have lost. Throughout the day, it's all about celebration and hope. We will have musicians performing. We want it to be motivating and exciting for our walkers and for people who come along on the day. As it moves into the evening, it becomes a slightly more sombre affair. We hold for a short amount of time an event called a Candle of Hope ceremony, where we'd like to invite any sort of choirs or musicians to come and join us. And we all take a minute to remember those that we may have lost, but celebrate those who have survived.
I think it'll be for a wide range of people. So I think we've got people in teams already, which I don't want to give too many ages away, but well into their 60s and all the way down to people in sort of late teens or whatever it might be. But absolutely encourage everyone. You can take part, walk around the track for 20 minutes, or you can do 4 hours or something crazy, whatever you want to do. But it's just about getting around as a team.
It's absolutely not a race. You take as long as you like. Some people may choose to do fun things like run, hop, skip, do something silly, walk backwards, but it's just about being involved and taking part. Any ability, any age, everybody is welcome.